This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Halloween to everybody listening from our very own John Lopez, the pirate, Figgy Fig as Heath Ledger's Joker, and myself as Amir Questlove Thompson. Someone did say earlier, 0 points for the low effort costume. Allow me to defend myself. There is a theme in our office when it comes to the costume party or what have you. And apparently it's like a spooky sing-along or whatever.
Yeah, scary-oke.
Scary-oke. There we go. That's what it is. And so we were implored to go with musicians or musical acts.
Yeah.
And so that's where I end up with Questlove. I will say, I won't deny, didn't put in maximum effort on it.
Well, however, we should have told you because the contest is going on as our show is going on. So I didn't necessarily bother with the music theme.
And you guys really did end up in a good place. I'm just happy that people were able to tell that I was Questlove without it's worse. It's the worst when you have to tell people what your costume is.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm happy.
Yeah. It was a little tricky for me last year because last year I went as Shaft. Mm-hmm. So I had a big fro and a long black leather trench coat. But the only thing is, people didn't know if I was Shaft or Undercover Brother.
Well, shout out to the people that knew about Undercover Brother.
Yeah,
that is not where a lot of people.
What's funny is, this is two different Americas, but the black folks is like, Undercover Brother? And the white folks is like, Shaft? So everyone, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then someone else just
whatever
accused me of being Undercover Brother. All right, cool. Yeah. Whatever works in that situation. All right. We were talking about the spookiest things that could happen in this Halloween matchup between your Texans and the Jets. And somebody said, the spookiest thing that I could see is Jack Easterby walking on the Texans sideline.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, that would be. Absolutely.
I'm terrified.
Terrified of that.
Oh, my God.
Please keep that from happening.
We have an
turn the lights on.
We have an announcement to our management team.
Yeah, that would be. I'd be sick.
No, turn the lights on.
That's right.
Run the bath water. Call your mama.
All right, so question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into a Halloween-wise. What are the best and worst Halloween candy? 713-572-4610 is the 5-hour energy.
Worst candy corn. Let's candy get corn? That out the way.
Okay, you know what I'm going to say.
Why are you eating melted down traffic cones?
No, I don't like candy corn by itself, but with dry roasted peanuts, it is awesome. Tastes like a payday bar, which is on my list of best.
Hey, it could be with a steak. It's still nasty.
What's funny, though, is like I feel like that's the most prevalent one. It's not the absolute worst, but it's the one that you're most likely to get and be like, why is this here?
Yeah.
Which is candy
I would never give candy corn.
I'm proud of you.
On
all right. What is in the Lopez family bag?
Yeah, what you got?
I've got the full-size bars. I got a reputation to uphold in my neighborhood. And all the kids remember it year to year. Because ever since my kids grew up, I'm like, well, I'm just going to enjoy it from this side. You know, you're not going to parties with them as much anymore when they were little, going trick-or-treating. So I do full size. I've got Almond Joy.
Okay.
Snickers. M&M's. The full-size 2-pack of peanut butter cups. And one more. Oh, I've got a backup plan. I've got the now and later in case we run out of the full size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big now and later, you know?
Oh, yeah, don't sleep on the now and laters, man.
Yeah, they're good. But they're their backup right now.
Okay.
a lot of people voting for black licorice as the absolute worst of it. I do think that Snickers is the best.
Snickers is
I think you get the most people that appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Although, like, there is, you know, people with nut allergies that, you know, then they end up sure. in a bad space. But for the most part, I think either Snickers or I guess maybe like even the like sugary candies like Skittles mm-hmm. goes a long way where you're not going to have very many people that are like, I just absolutely hate that. It feels like it's the most versatile while also being good.
I'm a big fan of the peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms, the big bag.
I like the peanut butter M&Ms.
And the peanut butter M&Ms. No doubt about it. Starburst, look, I know maybe, and it's not like an old guy thing. I've always loved Starburst. Starbursts are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Sugar Daddies?
That's a movie thing, isn't it? I've had them in movies.
I can't even remember what a Sugar Daddy actually is.
Yeah. If you see it, you be like, ugh. Yeah. Like, I ain't trying to open that.
So this morning on Get Up, notorious bad taste haver, mm-hmm. Dan Orlovsky, former quarterback in the NFL,
he had
his top five overrated Halloween candy list.
Oh,
and
come on.
At least when it comes to matters of food and taste, terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about any of the other takes. His top five overrated candy list goes as follows. Number five is Hershey's Candy Bars.
Those are great.
I don't love them, but...
Good old chocolate? Just chocolate.
Straight chocolate candy bars. All right. Number four is Nerds, which that's just... Nerds are having a glow up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're just... Nerds are in a great place. Yeah. Three is Twizzlers, which...
I agree with that.
I can see you on that.
Yeah.
Now, his number two is a good answer. Butterfingers. It tastes good,
It's not pleasant to eat.
His number one most overrated Halloween candy, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Kids love
that. That is a beloved candy. Yeah. The only reason why I would not put the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup as the best Halloween candy mm-hmm. is that melts easy.
Yeah.
Right?
And it does melt easy.
Like in the situations where you got it in bags and buckets and stuff, you mm-hmm. end up with kind of a mess in some ways.
Nobody wants Tootsie Rolls.
Really?
Nobody wants Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for
Nick Caserio.
That's another one that's hard to eat.
And Nick Caserio didn't even want it. Nick Caserio was just giving us an answer. Like Nick Caserio last week.
Maybe eating a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, like, he was asked on Texas All Access by John Harris mm-hmm. about, you know, if he had to eat candy. What would he
I feel bad for his kids tonight, man.
So they're good.
They're gonna have to,
they're hiding all the candy. Don't worry about his kids.
Give me 75% of the candy right now.
They'll say, sure, Dad. Oh. And then they'll hide 85%.
Dang, God bless them.
We didn't have that many candy this year. Tootsie Rolls are on the bad list. I agree. I like how Butterfingers taste, but they're just hard to eat.
What about the little squared caramel things? I don't even know what they are, but they
those Rolos?
The little cubes.
No, not even the Rolos.
It's a cube of caramel.
Yeah.
Because they're tough.
Yeah.
That's the game breaker, right?
That's like some grandma old-ass candy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Pixie Sticks is not a great... 832, Pixie Sticks is the worst. It's just sugar.
Yeah.
Or what about them little circle that come in a little...
Oh, the sweet tarts?
I guess those are sweet tarts, I guess.
Yeah. And I could Lifesavers. Do without those. Lifesavers are hard to eat, too. Because they're all crunchy and they get in your teeth.
Oh, I'll think about the soft Lifesavers.
No, the hard Lifesavers. Yeah. Those are the worst. But you know what I really like? And it's hard to get them in
Smarties, sorry. Smarties is what they were going for.
That's what I was thinking about.
It's hard to find them like in a Halloween-sized bag. Maybe I just missed them because I've looked the last few years. Is good old-fashioned jelly beans. They usually come in like big bags.
Yeah, I don't think...
You know?
People don't give away jelly beans for Halloween.
Jelly beans are good.
What about the circus peanuts?
I don't know where people buy these. Like, there's... circus peanuts comes up. Swordfish come up. It's just like... Why are people buying these? That's the thing I don't get.
What's it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
what's a candy that most people would agree are on that list of, I don't know about that, but you actually like? Because I just thought of one. Are they called Swedish Fish? Swedish Fish. Yeah. I love Swedish Fish.
They're fine.
Yeah.
Worst is Butterscotch comes in from the 713.
Oh, don't give out Butterscotch.
I don't know anybody that... Raisinets. Someone mentioned Raisinets. I don't know anybody that gives those away. Those
that's another movie.
A movie candy.
Yeah, that's a movie
By the
candy.
Way, why are all our movie candies so mid?
Yeah, it's bad.
Whoppers? Like, I personally
Whoppers
like,
is a movie candy?
Yeah, I personally like Raisinets Milk and Whoppers.
Yeah.
But like, why do we... Is that a particular thing that helps us stay involved with the movies and having candies?
What about saltwater taffies?
Oh, get out of here with that. Get out of here with the saltwater.
Hey, they made that candy back in the 1800s.
Yeah, I feel like inherently any candy that we've had for like almost 100 years at this point,
it's probably been improved upon.
100%.
Yeah. What about the suckers, the dum-dums?
I don't mind those.
I don't mind
the dum-dums.
Oh, this is a great answer from the 281. Dots. Little color drops on a roll of paper. Oh, I haven't even seen those, but like I was thinking about the little
box.
Yeah, the little box of the, because those are
like a knockoff gummy.
Terrible to eat. Airheads, Sour Patch Kids are good.
They are good.
Those are good ones. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have found their space in this world of Halloween candies. Kit Kat, a lot of people give a lot of respect to the Kit Kat. I feel like the Kit Kat is pretty well respected.
How you feel about Three Musketeers?
I like it,
it's a backup.
I've never
bought Three Musketeers ever.
Three Musketeers is a depth wide receiver. You know what I mean? Like, Three Musketeers is not one that you is not
it's
one
Robert
of your starting
Woods.
Three. Yeah. Oh, I'm not doing that to Robert Woods. Don't do that.
The Xavier Hutchinson of candies.
Yeah.
When it comes to chocolate bars now, how would you rank like just good old fashioned like Almond Joy, Three Musketeers, Snickers? I guess Snickers is number one.
That's the cream of the crop.
I do like the Nestle's with the little nougat, I guess, is what they call it in it. What's in the Nestle's?
Nestle's with nougat.
Yeah. What is it? What are they called? I can't even remember what they're called, but I do like those. Nestle's Crunch. Nestle's Crunch are delicious.
That's fine.
You've seen them, right?
Now you're going to start telling me that the Mr. Good Bar is the one that's...
Not a big Mr. Good Bar fan, but Nestle's Crunch are good.
I used to like Mr. Good Bar back in the day.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in years, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have so many candy bars, though?
Because
a lot of them feel like they're in the same vein of thing, right? Like Crunch Bar and stuff. I guess they vary a little bit.
It's insane like you don't get the new candy bars anymore. It's like the same... It's like the same three companies just remixing everything.
Yeah, why did we stop making new candy bars? Where's our candy bar innovation?
Like a new company.
Yeah.
Because now all you got is like Snickers making a new type of Snickers.
Twix might be the newest of the candy bars, right? Is it?
No.
It's relatively new, isn't it? Twix?
No.
Well, by relatively new, I mean 30 years.
Like, yeah,
80s.
Peanut M&M's. 100 M&M's grand is a sleeper, according to folks. That's fine.
100 grand? I can't remember the last time I had one of those. They're not bad.
So what's the worst thing that you've had that you've seen trick-or-treating? Not candy at all. Like, just what's the worst thing that you've seen given out?
Well, the worst thing, given out?
Yeah. Popcorn balls.
Apples.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Because, you can't even make that last.
You throw it away.
Yeah.
You throw the apple away.
Let me eat this apple.
You're not eating that, son. You're not eating that. No, but I thought you were talking about trick-or-treaters, because I love having trick-or-treaters come by the house and giving out the candy. The ones that don't even dress up. They come with a pillowcase. They just come with a pillowcase. Like, come on, just a little effort. Just a little effort. Like, they're just doing
Just buy some drumsticks and some glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just something. Do something, bro.
Diet soda, toothbrushes. Toothbrushes happens a lot.
Yeah.
I've seen rulers, which I was like, what are you doing? Why? What are we even
Pencils.
Trying to, what are we trying to accomplish here?
Pencils.
I seen an article talk, I guess it's from like a dentist or something like that. They talking about some give out some Play-Doh and stickers instead of candy. It's like, get out of here, bro.
No and no.
Also, don't you want people, like, I know you're not supposed to say it, but you kind of want that Halloween, Halloween action if you're a dentist, right? Because that's just more business.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah, that's more money for sure.
More money. I guess more problems for your teeth.
It's the long con.
I guess that's what they call it.
It's the long con.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's a little Halloween foolishness. Let's get back into the sports of it all and dig into some around the NFL on this Halloween, including more drama in the Anthony Richardson benching, more than I could have even imagined was there. We'll break it down next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.